chapter 13, The Power of Self-Acceptance. Are you ready for this? Hopefully so far, you have dove into the questions I've been asking you, and you've taken advantage of the other resources and even the online course and the prayers that were available there. Now we're going to take the next step in your journey, and we're going to add some foundational things to your heart healing journey that are going to be incredibly powerful. These things have been life-changing for me, as well as the people that I've worked with personally. Romans 5:8 says, God demonstrates his own love towards us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Quite often, I find myself meeting with someone who is desperate for help, but emotionally spent over what they're going through. As they share the battleground, thoughts feel like spaghetti and emotions are fried to the point of numbness. Frustration is so pent up, they are about ready to explode. As they share their story, a tension rises in their voice. A personal hostility swells within them. The reality is, they are angry with themselves. They can't seem to find a way into freedom, and therefore, they are filled with disgust over their lack of progress. A driving thought comes to the surface saying, why am I still struggling? The pain goes even further to ask, what is wrong with me? I shouldn't have these problems. I should be over this by now. Why can't I get it together? Can you relate to this at all? After a complete dump of verbal frustration, they immediately start backpedaling, apologizing for expressing so much negativity. With overtones of religious condemnation, they start saying, you know, I'm sorry, I know I should be better than this. As this person gives me room to share my input, my reply often surprises them. What I have to say is simple, yet incredibly powerful, speaking to what they really need in the midst of their battle. Are you ready? Because this is so important. I say, it's okay that you are not okay. Some are shocked by this. They are used to receiving the shameful disappointment of others who wonder why they can't just get over it. They are also used to hearing about the next three steps they should apply or a packet of to-do lists they will never be able to fulfill. In the midst of this, many never consider the power of God's love to first accept them right where they are in their junk. We're taught the power of God's loving acceptance at salvation, but somehow we lose sight of it for the rest of the journey. Yet this precept cannot be skipped over. The first experience for healing the heart involves experiencing the complete and unconditional acceptance of God's love. Unless this environment is set in your heart, you will waste your life trying to heal and change with cycles of self-help steps. The power of love will be missing from your life, and you will struggle with a lifetime of self-pressure and frustrated living. Before you take any healing steps, you must learn to engage self-compassion and lovingly accept yourself right where you are. Engaging self-compassion. When you look at yourself and say, it's okay that I'm not okay, you allow your heart to engage the first fruit of God's love. His love accepts you right where you are. God does not change your problem and then love you. He loves you endlessly, from the beginning and forevermore. He approaches every struggle and battle you have with a compassionate acceptance that will fuel you into breakthrough. Self-compassion and the acceptance of love does not leave you unchanged. It sets the atmosphere by which God's power works. You cannot experience long-term transformation without first experiencing the atmosphere of God's loving acceptance. He doesn't ignore sin, but he also doesn't withhold love until you have conquered sin. He loves you first, right now, in the midst of your mess. In fact, he will love you even if you never decide to change. Many seek transformation, but skip this stage. They often avoid it because it will lead them to confront the anger and self-hatred they have towards themselves. Most people cannot receive love until they feel they get to the point where they are, quote, worth being loved. Others would say, if we truly let ourselves engage the power of self-acceptance, then we will not change and even tolerate sinful lifestyles. This is a limited view of love. If love accepts you right where you are, but provides no avenue of hope for change and transformation, then it's not really true love. You cannot move into the greater depths that God's love has to offer unless you immerse yourself in understanding how He sees you in your sin and struggles. My struggle was self-acceptance. I lived my whole life with a deep passion for growth and transformation, but there were many struggles I could not shake off right away. Some never seemed to stop. The more I tried, the worse it got at times. I carried a deep anger, continually beating myself up for the lack of progress I seemed to be manifesting. Meanwhile, I was relentlessly hard on myself in how I evaluated my journey. After years of living like this, the frustration led me to face myself in a whole new way. I wanted results, but I did not love myself. God entered into my pain to teach me how to see myself with new eyes. I did not know how to be okay with not being okay. In my conditioning, it was unacceptable. It felt like failure. So for most of my life, I built a foundation on making sure I was, quote, good for people. I didn't know how to make room for weakness, mistakes, and struggle without feeling deep shame and embarrassment. I felt like when I wasn't, quote, good, a giant spotlight was on me, as if everyone was gasping at the sight of, oh, Mark's not doing good. I always felt I had to be strong for everyone. So when I was not, I didn't know how to manifest it in a healthy way. When I learned to experience self-compassion, God's love became more real to me. This loving acceptance gave me a powerful glimpse of the Father's perspective over my life and battles. It also became a major turning point for growth and empowered decisions. I was able to see life with greater clarity. Love gave me that ability. The need for love over your situation. The power of God's love arrives to meet us in our condition. The scriptures say, love covers a multitude of sins. 1 Peter 4:8. Love does not hide sin to pretend it's not there. Love creates the atmosphere by which sin can be addressed in the most powerful way. Without love, all you see is guilt, condemnation, shame, and judgment. You are left staring at the size of the problem while losing sight of the solution. With love, you are invited into redemption and transformation. The atmosphere is set for the freedom from sin to be experienced. Love welcomes the grace of God to work powerfully no matter what your current state is. God loves you not because you are doing well. He loves you because He loves you. But many are struggling to receive it and give it to themselves. They may want change or breakthrough with all their might, but they keep skipping past their need to experience self-acceptance. Love first. Practicing self-acceptance does not work when you arrive at some level of achievement. You need it right now. It starts right now. Love does its best in moments where it seems you don't deserve it or you struggle to receive it. Saying to yourself, it's okay that I'm not okay, will send shockwaves against all the strongholds of self-hatred, performance pressures, perfectionism, and those battles you have with yourself. At first, many receive this exhortation with open arms, but they later come back to me and say, I accepted myself, but I'm just sick of being broken. Now what do I do? I understand the frustration, but the hostile intensity is often a sign of being hard on yourself. Anger is rising up. It's a sign that loving acceptance needs to have a deeper work. You don't just flip a switch and everything gets easier. Self-acceptance opens up a whole new pathway that we need to learn to live in. It takes time. So, what does this look like? I like to be practical, so in a practical sense, there are some helpful ways you can exercise self-acceptance in the midst of your battles, and I'm going to give you a few of them. Number one, accept yourself in your current state. This can be hard for many diehard performance-based Christians. They automatically think acceptance means you don't seek further change. Yet they forget that every day God accepts us in Christ Jesus, even though each of us have numerous battles that we have not overcome. Jesus taught that it's easy to love those who are nice to you. In applying this towards yourself, it can be easier to love yourself when life is going well. But when you are struggling, that's when the resistance really shows itself. But this is when love needs to be applied the most. The first step is to give yourself total, unconditional acceptance in your current state. If you beat yourself up and rev up the engines, then the change is all on you. But when you welcome the power of loving acceptance, you open your heart for God's grace to take over and lead you into transformation. Number two, look at what you are going through without instant judgment. So many approach the battle zone of their lives with an intense and militant approach. Though we live in a warfare zone, you cannot deal with yourself as a drone, robot, or machine. You are a human who has feelings and thoughts that take time to process through. Although you live in a war, you cannot scream at yourself like a drill sergeant all the time and experience a full life from the heart. Exercising self-compassion means you look at where you are without instant judgment. Most who are hard on themselves instantly judge their struggle. When it comes to taking thoughts captive, many try to manage their thoughts without the presence of love. They become harshly black and white and legalistic in how they process what they are thinking and feeling. Without love, you will get legalistic and punish yourself within. There's no freedom in that. Love and grace will free you from legalistic judgment and instead lead you into relational connection. In the context of relationship is where God meets us and transforms our hearts. The power of self-acceptance will quiet the constant criticisms you have about yourself, where you come under the pressure of chronic evaluation and assessment of all the issues you need to work on. If transformation always exhausts you, love needs to have its deeper work. If every time you meet a friend, they only talked about what was wrong with you, judged you, and pointed out all the things you needed to work on, we would say that relationship is abusive. But we tolerate this kind of interaction in our thoughts towards ourselves all the time. It's time to let love in so the inner critic can die. Number three, look with the eyes of love. When you say, it's okay that I am not okay, you invite God's love to give you eyes to see yourself as He sees you. You take off the lens of anger and condemnation towards yourself and you put on God's eyesight. For most perfectionists, flaws are seen as unacceptable. Weakness cannot be tolerated. You see mistakes as absolute failure. The war waging inside of you will not let you land into the arms of God's love, accepting you in your current state. Your first step may need to be a simple prayer that says, God, give me the eyes to see myself the way that you see me. Let His love have a work in your life. The acceptance of love will lead you to the next level of what love offers, which I will address in the next chapter. So, some questions for consideration. As you say the sentence out loud, it's okay that I am not okay. Do you find it hard to accept that statement? Number two, what reasons come up that keep you from landing into greater self-compassion? Number three, what current situation are you facing that needs the power of self-acceptance today? Allow me to pray and you can agree with me. Father God, I thank you that you accept me with your eternal love right now, right where I am. I acknowledge that I struggle at times to receive it. I don't give that compassion to myself. And I want to learn how to love myself in the power of your compassion for me. I ask that you help me to break through the resistance that rises up, seeking to keep me from loving and accepting myself in my current state. I ask that your perfect love would lead me to see my life the way you see me. Help me to carry eyes of compassion in how I view myself and my battles. I thank you, Father, that you love me and will always love me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.